kids between the ages of 11 and 15 during the summer spending anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day on the internet. Topics related to myopics. This subject today will address certain key areas of personal relationships between players on the court, fields or locker rooms, and off the field of competition. Guy, I have a question to ask you. What is the trust between teammates today in your estimation? I mean, how would you define trust between teammates? High school, all right? Well, we've both played intercollegiate athletics, but how would you define trust today in your experience with high school athletes?
Well, Tom, trust has everything to do with loyalty and sacrifice, in my mind. If you have five guys on the court, defense wins championships. If only four of them are playing defense and the other one isn't, you're going to lose that trust real fast. You're going to lose the respect, the loyalty. People aren't sacrificing for the betterment of the group. And therefore, I think you lose some of the commitment that you know you should have towards one another.
Right. And then what happens if that trust carries over in the locker room? Because sometimes I've seen where kids will have a problem on the court, and then that behavior, you know, goes to the bench and then it carries over to the locker room. What happens there that you've seen in your experience?
I don't see it. At high school level, I don't see it come into the locker room as much as you might think. I think it's mostly because the coaches are standing there.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not there, it might go on.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not saying that you know everything that goes on, but you know, I've been around the game a long time, and I can sense when there's discord, and I can sense when there's not peace.
I can sense there's some jealousy, animosity. It's very negative. I mean, there's nothing positive about not having the trust element on the court, and you need to have that in the locker room. People need to know that, players need to know that they all care for one another on and off the court. And when you start losing that trust, you start, you know, a little bit of disrespect comes in, the jealousy, the animosity, all of those things come into play.
And it makes it very difficult for a coach or coaches to have any control over that, because now you have influences off the court. Okay?
Exactly.
And the influences can begin with peers, classmates, parents.
People talk.
That's right. Okay, And usually most of the negative or the negativity and the adverse comments affecting an individual that they, in their opinions, did not play well, usually the word is spoken, okay? And then the next day you forget about it, move on. Well, I'm telling you, we're in a very, very critical area, phase. You know, if you want to call it awareness, I call it nightmare. Awareness, where kids are now taking their frustrations as teammates and friends, and they're moving to the internet. Now, we talked about MySpace.com,
right?
All right, and the undermining effects that it has today in relationships between parents and coaches, between kids and parents, and between teammates.
And we talked mostly about the distractions too of MySpace, but now we're entering the blogging stage.
Yeah, so you know you got the social part,
yeah.
Okay, that's part of MySpace. You have the cameo features, okay, which is part of it. You have the interactive socialization, okay, where the parties are, okay.
Right.
We're you know we're going for spring break, you know. Downloading, you know, is real easy now with the cell phone, so you can, wherever you are in the world, you can go ahead and send pictures, okay? And so what's happened is that when we don't like someone, MySpace.com or Facebook ends up being, you know, the what I call the tagging board. You know, we have a lot of graffiti out there in public places, you know, but now the serious issue that we have is that kids are saying things, all right, that are affecting the lives of young people. And unbeknownst to that person that is saying something negative or something very unkind about that person, they might as well just go ahead and take a spray can and spray that person. Okay,
right. And it's done anonymously.
Absolutely. And so
all hit and run.
Right. And so the person that's affected by that, now I'm talking about a team now, a teammate. The person that's affected by that doesn't know anything about it until he or she gets a text message and says, hey, I was on, you know, so-and-so's blog. And God, you wouldn't believe what they're saying about you. And then immediately, you know, we kind of shrink.
Right.
You know, physically, emotionally, mentally, we shrink. And we can hardly wait to go online and see what people are saying about us. Okay. And I think that what bothers me is that it used to be if I had a problem with a teammate, you know, we'd sit down. You know, we get behind closed doors as a team or as an individual, and we talk it out. I may not necessarily like you, Guy Perry, you know, to hang with you socially, but I respect you because you're my teammate. And Larry Bird, one of the all-time great players, mm-hmm. I always remember this comment by him. He was asked by press people after he won his first MVP, you know, we notice that you don't, you know, go out to dinner and hang with your teammates, you know, do you not get along with them? And he had a succinct comment. He goes, nobody says that I have to like my teammates in order for me to play basketball on this team. I said, but I do respect each and every one of them because they're very important towards being able to be successful and win a championship. Now, that was like a boulder, okay, hitting a pond, you know, that only had about 3 feet of water in it. Okay, mm-hmm. And that boulder dropped from about 100 feet. Okay, it was an impact, you know, that just goes, that resonated. And so what I'm hoping that we can achieve in this segment is being able to talk about the impact of words, the tagging that goes on, the new word that I have coined that made you chuckle, made Jay laugh, scriptastinate. Okay, there's assassination, and now we have scriptastination. Okay, or scriptastinate.
Trademark it.
Okay, and I'm going to define it for you, okay?
Please.
All right? This is a Tom Newell original. Scriptastinate, meaning one who takes text and writes disparaging or denigrating words of hate towards another. Now, as we go on in this subject, you know, forget the First Amendment here, all right? Whatever happened to Mom's old saying? If you don't have something nice to say about someone, then don't say it at all. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can be honest with you. I've been caught up into that emotion many a time in my professional career. And it's just part of the, you know, environment, being a coach in the NBA. You know, everybody's got an opinion about another coach, you know, and the way he does things and what have you. General managers are the worst. And I'm going to tell you flat out, you know, that the general managers today that we have in professional basketball, you know, do more to character assassinate individuals than you could ever imagine. And so it's just really, really important that as we talk about this, now, is that all general managers? No, but I can attest there are a number of them that I know, okay, that I don't particularly respect out there. But what I'm saying is that, you know, if it ends up that, in my case, that I don't have respect for that person, okay, and what I say is because of their incompetent professionalism, and I worked with that type, then, you know, I wouldn't go and, you know, write about it or send it in anonymously to the newspaper or talk to a sports writer. Like some of these guys, so these young guys today, you know, every sports writer's got somebody in their bag, okay, that they can go to and you know, a source. You always see a source, okay? Now anymore, These sports writers, they don't have anything because everybody is a source because they can anonymously go online and say something negative and you know, tear somebody down. And so now what ends up happening is that we're trying to encourage kids to talk it out. We're trying to help them recover from that temptation to assassinate somebody verbally.
The whole electronic age with the texting and the cell phones, I mean, I get calls. If I don't recognize a number, I won't pick it up.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. The texting thing, makes it easy to be anonymous and to not have that confrontation. Probably is a little too strong, but to have that dialogue.
Right.
You know, it's the safe way to avoid any kind of dialogue. You know,
right.
I want to say something that might hurt Tom's feelings. Well, I'm going to say it in a text message so I don't have to actually be there saying it to him.
Right.
I don't have to look into his eyes. And that's the easy way out.
Right.
And that's technology has made it an easy way out for kids to be able to do this.
Right. No, you're right. That's exactly right. So when we look closely at today's high school athletes and even intercollegiate student athletes, there's an open forum. And I like to say this, we're all gnomes of the inner space live suspiciously, attacking teammates, classmates,
yep.
dates, you know, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, bosses, co-workers, and even teachers. I mean, what folly for one to get a jolly. What satisfaction and purposeful delight does one gain from this plebiscite personal journal, attacking and reacting to someone they don't like or hear something about? This is no different than the tagging that goes on today in our culture, putting graffiti on public buildings, walls, mm-hmm. and interiors, to signal themselves to others in a community. I'm here. What you going to do about it now? Taggers and anonymous blockers are the same. Eunuchs and maidens loyal to none, serving no redeeming purpose other than to denigrate and scrutinate innocent people for the purpose of telling others, check it out, I got him or her really good. And that's what's happening. Okay, because I'm telling you right now, as for as much time as kids are spending on the internet, and mm-hmm. I can tell you from my experience of doing camps in the summer, and you have kids between the ages of 8 and 15, 16 that attend these basketball free camps in Seattle, Tuckwell and Renton, Bellevue, that the kids between the ages of 11 and 15 are spending, during the summer, spending anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day on the internet, either texting or doing some type of video game or downloading, you know, music. So it's an issue that's going to come up, you know. I think that what we're doing is we're deep in the forest here, okay, and we're heralding something that nobody hears right now. But I promise you this is going to be at the top. All right, of the biggest concern going on in sports today is how young people
turn into attack dogs.
Exactly, and how young potential student athletes that may or may not have the opportunity to continue to improve and play at another level in intercollegiate athletics out of high school are assassinated by, you know, verbally.
And look what this does to the confidence of somebody reading these things about them when they're 15 and 16 years old. They're sitting there, they're trying to figure out who they are as a person and who they want to be, and they're reading these comments telling them who they are or who they aren't. So how confusing is that for a young mind to try and soak that all up? All these
right.
opinions that people have of them that are a lot of times very negative. I mean, what's that do for the confidence, and what's that do to contribute to how confusing growing up is going to be even more so?
One thing in closing on this is, because we're going to get into being a target and or victim, but, you know, how do you overcome the temptation to scriptasinate someone? Simple. Ask yourself this question, no one else, ask yourself this. Do I feel better for saying and writing bad about someone as opposed to looking them in the face and telling them what I think and or feel? If the answer is no, then the process of recovery, and I mean that sincerely, the process of recovery mm-hmm. and not hurting someone with your text words has begun. And you can go to that person and apologize once and for all and be healed from having to fall victim to such temptation again. Apologize to the person you wronged and tell them to their face you're sorry and they'll respect you more than you could ever imagine, and you will feel great for the experience of doing such. Believe it. Don't bear false witness is a golden rule that's a bit tarnished in this early century, I'm afraid. Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today episode, please give us a call, and we'll try to use this in the future. We're at 206-202-7000. 206-206-6224. That's 206-20-COACH.
And please visit our website, FamilySportsLifeToday.com. You can listen to this program online or subscribe and download to your iPod or other MP3 players. We have information and resources there for parents, coaches, and kids.
Thanks again for listening and take care. Have a great day.